Okay, our friends. So today we're going to do another fairy tale. Well, this is a folk tale, actually. It is a tale that is told by the people who are the native people, the first peoples here in the United States. And I think they live in Alaska now, but we're still going to share their stories because, do you know, I feel like the more you hear these beautiful tales, the more you understand the people who tell them. So let's dive deep and figure it all out, shall we? Today's story is called Raven and the Tide Lady. It was adapted from a traditional Native story. It's illustrated by Michaela Goad, and it is read today by Mommy and Moopadoo. Love it. Well, you never know who it's going to be with us, friends. Moopadoo. And the Talking Eraser Buddies. Well, let's dive right in, shall we, everyone? Okay, here we go. A little old lady controlled the tide. She never let the tide go down low. Raven was determined to bring back the low tides so food could be gathered from the beach. Raven saw the Tide Lady sitting on the tide and began to think. He went to the beach and walked along the bull kelp. He put his head in the water, trying to get the sea urchin, but he could not reach it. Then Raven saw Mink.
Mink, can you bring me a sea urchin?
Asked Raven. Mink dived underwater and surfaced with a beautiful shell, round like a ball, but covered in small spikes. Raven ate the delicate meat of the urchin and drank its juice, and then he went to the Tide Lady who was sleeping by the fire and said,
"Hey, look what I have."
The Tide Lady was not happy to see Raven with the spiny shell. She asked Raven,
"When was the tide so low you could reach the sea urchin?"
And with a stick, she chased Raven away. And then the Tide Lady went back to sleep as the fire crackled and popped at her back. Raven returned and said,
"I'm chilled from the juice of the sea urchin. May I sit by the fire?" "No, Duke. Get out of here."
Now that is a word that I don't know if you know about. You know what that word J, it's juk, J-U-K. Have you ever heard that word before? No? Yeah. It means scram. Yeah. This is not a word that we use in the English language. Okay. All right.
"Please, I am chilled from the juice of the sea urchin. Please, let me sit by the fire."
The Tide Lady was angry. She did not understand how Raven had harvested the sea urchin.
"No, Duke, you cannot sit by the fire."
And she raised her stick again. Raven took the stick away. He began poking the Tide Lady with the spiny sea urchin shell until she hollered,
"Stop it now, Raven! Let me go!"
And Raven said,
"Not to tell you. Let the tide go. Let it go back down."
And the Tide Lady relented.
Okay, Raven. I will let the tide down."
But Raven held on to the Tide Lady and hollered,
"Where are you, kids and looks? Go down to check the tide."
Gidzinooks returned. Now, what do you suppose Gitzanook is? This is the name of one of the members of Raven's crew. It is used consistently by many renowned storytellers, but its meaning is kind of unclear. It's just one of his buddies, okay? So Raven called to his crew. Now Gitzanook returned and said,
Raven, the tide is as low as half a man.
Raven called to his crew,
What do you see at the shore? We see gum roots in the tide pools,
they hollered.
And now,
called Raven,
we can gather seaweed on the rocks.
And now, called Raven,
we can rake for sand and clams and cockles.
And now, called Raven,
we're picking sea urchins at the edge of the surf,
the crew hollered. Oh, that's what they wanted. That's what he wanted. Raven called to Magpie. Now, of course, you know what a magpie is, right? It's a bird, right? And not just any bird. They're known for thievery, aren't they? Snatching up other things. Magpie hollered,
Raven, the entire beach is almost dry. I will drop a line for gray cod.
So Raven let the tide lady go. Raven invited everyone to gather food. As Raven strung up 1, 2, 3 gray cod, he instructed the tide lady,
From this day, the tide will come up high to the trees before going back down. The tide will stop in 8 places when it is going down.
And this would help everyone. They could now predict the tide and know when to gather food. Now, Raven was tired and hungry, so he filled up one cod's stomach with seal grease and laid down and allowed the grease to drip into his mouth and reward his hard work. Raven food. Well, the tide lady kept her promise and let the tide rise and fall. And today, when the tide is low, we can go down to the beach and gather clams and gumboots and sea urchins and seaweed and much more. And we have been down to the tide pools, haven't we? And seen octopus and what else?
Remember that big crab shell? And it was like so big, I was just like, Oh, look, it's Donatello's
show. Yeah, there were some big ones. But it's interesting to know all this wonderful stuff that happens in the Pacific Northwest where we live now. And we thought we'd share it with you, friends. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.